1988. July 1988. Chapter 1. David Henry sat upstairs in his home office. Through the window, filmed with years of weather and faintly warped, the view of the street wavered, undulant and slightly distorted. He watched a squirrel retrieve a nut and run up the sycamore tree whose leaves pressed against the window. Rosemary was on her knees by the porch, her long hair swinging as she leaned to plant bulbs and annuals in the flower bed she had made. She had transformed the gardens, bringing daylilies from the gardens of friends, planting flax by the garage where it bloomed a profusion of pale blue like mist. Jack sat near her playing with a dump truck. He was a sturdy boy, 5 years old now, cheerful and good-natured, with dark brown eyes and traces of red in his blonde hair. He had a stubborn streak. On the evenings when David watched him while Rosemary went to work, Jack insisted on doing everything by himself.
"I'm a big boy," he announced
several times a day, proud and important. David let him take on what he wanted, within the limits of safety and reason. The truth was, he loved to watch the boy. He loved to read Jack's stories, feeling his weight and warmth, his head falling against his shoulder as he drifted nearly into sleep. He loved to hold his small, trusting hand when they walked down the sidewalk to the store. It pained David that his memories of Paul at this age were so sparse, so fleeting. He had been establishing his career then, of course, busy with his clinic and his photography, too. But really, it was his guilt that had kept him distant. The patterns of his life were painfully clear now. He had handed their daughter to Caroline Gill, and the secret had taken root. It had grown and blossomed in the center of his family. For years, he'd come home to watch Nora mixing drinks or tying on an apron, and he'd think how lovely she was and how he hardly knew her. He had never been able to tell her the truth, knowing he would lose her entirely, and perhaps Paul, too, if he did. So he had devoted himself to his work, and in those areas of his life he could control, had been very successful. But sadly, from those years of Paul's childhood, he remembered only a few moments in brief isolation with a clarity of photos. Paul asleep on the sofa, one hand falling into the air, his dark hair tousled. Paul standing in the surf, shouting with fear and delight as the waves rushed around his knees. Paul sitting at the little table in the playroom, coloring seriously, so absorbed in his task that he did not notice David standing in the doorway watching. Paul casting a line out onto the quiet waters, holding still, hardly breathing, while they waited in the dusk for a bite. Brief memories, almost unbearably beautiful. And then there were the years of adolescence, when Paul had traveled a distance greater even than Nora's, shaking the house with his music and his anger.